Only real solution to the problem of Syria is a political solution. We don't believe there's a military solution.
Let's hope we stick to that. That's the Secretary of State, Mr. Kerry. What do you say, America? I think I know. Most of us don't want to see any of that in Syria. We're providing the arms, but we don't want to provide anything more than that. I think even that's a little risky. And, of course, this is to the rebels. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're geared up for what is the last week in June. Where did it go? Wow. Just like that, we are into July. We're at the halfway point. What a year it's been so far. It is the year of the whistleblower. Besides all of the tug of war over the Middle East and what will become of Afghanistan after what we've seen with the withdrawal of Iraq, now more problems between the Sunnis and the Shiites, what will happen in Afghanistan, a region very different in a sense from Iraq because of the illiterate rate, where the people get their information for the most part, other than a big city like Kabul and the problems that they're having there. Even to this day, as we get ready to disembark in 2014, makes, I think, sadly, for some rough times for the people there that really would like to drink from the true fountain of freedom. But with the Taliban now negotiating with us, supposedly we're going to sit down with the Taliban. Let's see where all of that leads. That's part of what we're going to talk about in this upcoming week here on America Tonight, and the Syria question, because the Russians are giving arms to Assad along with Iran. And speaking of Russia, it couldn't get any thornier with Vladimir Putin, because Russia became sort of the way station for Snowden as he figures out where he goes next. It looks like Ecuador. Washington pushed Moscow to send Snowden back to the U.S. instead of letting him fly to Ecuador for asylum. They didn't do that, so we don't think. So the NSA contractor who exposed all those details of the secret surveillance programs that we had going on in the through the NSA is on the run. Snowden is running. He was holed up in Hong Kong for a couple of weeks. Jumped on a flight to Moscow on Sunday. An anti-secrecy group, WikiLeaks, helped him, and I believe somebody's with him from WikiLeaks to help him get to Ecuador, but we'll see at this point. The charges have been leveled against him. At this point, he has to answer for the charges if he's extradited. The way it stands now, he'd be looking at probably 20 years if that were to happen, but I think he's going to stay away and try to get to Ecuador, get the safe route, get the asylum. He's escorted by a couple of different legal advisors from WikiLeaks and some other people, so he's got some help there. And the Ecuadorian government says they're analyzing the request with a lot of responsibility. But here's what you need to know. The president of Ecuador hates the United States. I think they will give him what he wants. And is this fair or foul for the U.S.? Is this the best place for him to be as somebody who blew the whistle? You think of the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was passed right after 9/11 with both parties in Congress saying that they supported it. Is it... You know, at this point, you have the NSA collecting phone records of just about all, any of us, probably all of us, and that has to be wrong, I think, in anyone's book. So is this whistleblower a hero because he exposed that, or is he a traitor because he gave the playbook to the world, so to speak, as to what was going on here? There aren't very many people in the government that are backing him, and the NSA is furious. In fact, they've changed passwords. They've changed systems on how they're doing things because of that. So it shows you, I think, how humiliated, number one, they were that the world has heard about what the United States is doing, because how it plays in the foreign press is the United States is spying on its own citizens. That's what Mother Liberty is doing. I've read that in a couple of different Spanish newspapers. Certainly the Brits are hailing this as one big spy mission on citizens, and the same thing with a lot of other foreign media as well. The Germans are saying the same thing, because that's how it looks like to the outside world for sure. So Snowden will be charged with espionage if he is extradited, but the question becomes if, and it looks like the man on the run, I think, gets protection from Ecuador because he got out of Hong Kong. So Hong Kong doesn't have to worry about complicating their relationship. They were being threatened. So I bet that they said to him, you got to get out of here now because we don't want to deal with this, because they've got an extradition policy. So he admitted he was the source behind the leaking of classified documents 2 weeks ago. And since then, his world has been chaos, and so has ours. And this has been the buzz in the backyard. Everybody talking about Snowden, everybody talking about the NSA surveillance programs, and whether they think the Constitution has been ripped in half or what happened here. But, you know, how about that? The dumb decisions of using a contractor in a particular position now, of course, has changed, but giving up this, the information to the rest of the world, at what cost? And what really complicates this case, I think, is the espionage charge. Because with the espionage charge, that changes what can happen to him in the United States. It changes how many years that he can get. And, of course, it changes how this is viewed, and their surveillance programs. It's been a massive wall of defense to try to tell the world that, no, this is what we do to combat terrorism, and some privacy has to be a sacrifice. We got to figure out a way to balance it, and, you know, we're collecting this meta data with the time and numbers and phone calls, but this is okay because we get rid of what we're not using, and we only go after certain numbers and tie them together. Baloney, that's the problem. So what's happened here with these programs and the political capital used to expend it, those programs now are worthless in one sense, since it's, even if they already knew it, the world certainly is very aware of trying to hack into their systems, whether it's Iran or China, because that was one of the things that came out, that the government is hacking Chinese mobile phone companies to steal text messages. And they probably knew that, because it's we hack you and you hack us situation. But still, to see it in print and to hear it from a whistleblower, ooh, yeah, that's got to be tough. Imagine the phone calls from the White House to China and the White House to Russia. Stay with us. I'll meet you as we turn the page. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit ValairBallroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Moving forward, using all my breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
We've had him up before, and he's just terrific. Dr. Keith Smith is in our virtual green room right now. I think he's taking an eye test. That's an inside joke. He's a medical director, CEO, managing surgical center partner, member of the AAPS, and the resume goes on and on and on. And Dr. Smith doesn't hold back when it comes to Obamacare and as it's been rolled out. So, Doc, thanks for coming back on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the big question is, and I keep talking about this on the show, because we really want the facts. Forget everybody's political biases or whatever. Put them all aside. What we want to know is, why is this supposedly Affordable Care Act going to be unaffordable? What's it going to look like a year from now?
Well, that's what I've called it all along, is the Unaffordable Care Act. The first letters of that are TUCA. You could also call it the Unsurpassed Crony Achievement, because the real purpose of Obamacare was just to line the pockets of the special interests who helped to write this bill. And so the bill is going to do one of two things. It's either going to do exactly what the framers intended it to do, which is to make health care and insurance completely unaffordable and create a crisis and introduce chaos into the medical marketplace. And then the government will ride in on their white horse. It's just like a false flag operation. They're going to ride in on their white horse and rescue us with the sequel, which is single payer. And they didn't feel like they could cram that down our throat from the get-go. So this is kind of the camel's nose in the tent to get us there. I think that paradoxically, and very unintended consequence of this bill, is that a true free market is going to appear. Because when your insurance premiums double, triple, quadruple, and that's what people are looking at right now, you're going to respond to that, and you're going to increase your deductible, or you're going to drop your insurance altogether. Then you'll be spending your own money for health care. And people who spend their own money, they all ask the same question. They want to know, how much does this cost? And so there's going to be a whole bunch of MRI units and surgery centers and hospitals and physicians that are going to respond, and they're going to be transparent in their pricing, and patients are going to become pretty savvy shoppers. They're going to be able to entertain various value propositions. If one physician costs twice what another does, they're going to want to know why. And so there will be this competition, and that will cause a deflation in actual health care costs. So I think the actual seeds of the Unaffordable Care Act, the seeds of its own death, are actually within the bill. So as hard as they try to push just a single payer, which is their intention, I think very, very paradoxically, they may wind up doing just the opposite. Typical of government, you know, to try so hard to get one thing and you get another. It's just typical.
Yeah. I want to quote you on that, too. I love that. The camel's nose is in the tent. I got to steal that one from you. That's a gem. It is. As soon as you said it, I wrote it down. But it's such a great way to frame that. You know, it's talking about these doctors, too, and comparing doctors and pricing and all that sort of stuff, I'm noticing there's already doctors that are starting to help themselves because cash is king with some. They realize that there are people who can't afford insurance, and they're already getting maneuvered around, so they'll take cash. So you can go to a certain doctor at a hospital, get the MRI, get whatever it is you need, and they'll work with you. And will this become the norm for the doctors who survive?
I think so. I think there are so many physicians in private practice all over the United States that are going to a cash-based, third-party free practice following the lead of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which has been touting this for some time. The AAPS is sort of like anti-AMA. So they're encouraging physicians to do just that. Just get rid of all of these electronic medical records. Don't deal with Medicare or Medicaid, and just say, you know what, an office call is $50, and if you've got insurance, that's your problem. That's not mine anymore. And I'm going to treat you like a patient, and we're going to see a lot more of that. So many physicians in the United States have done that, and they send all of their patients that need surgery to Oklahoma City, to my facility, because we've said, here are our prices, you know, here's what we do, and here's how much we charge. So this is a growing movement, and it's very threatening to the cartel and the price fixers in corporate medicine, and very threatening to the government, and because these are their cronies. And if you want proof of that, all you got to do is look at whose stock soared the day after Justice Roberts declared this mess constitutional. All of the usual suspects in corporate medicine, their stocks just went through the roof because they basically crafted this bill for themselves.
Yeah. The insurance companies, what's going to happen with the insurance companies? Because they're just tied right into this hornet's nest.
Well, there are several provisions of the bill that provide for a consolidation of industry. And Jim Epstein, who's one of the editors at Reason Magazine, has taught me that that is the smoking gun. Industry consolidation is the smoking gun of government bribery and corruption. So that's what you're going to see. You're going to see the number of health insurance companies dwindle to the four or five really big players. And then they are hoping that they no longer will have to cater to customers, that rather than collect their premiums from patients, from people who are paying them directly and being in a competitive marketplace, they're going to collect their premiums from the federal government. And then it won't matter what sort of service that they give, because their revenue is guaranteed.
Is this better for companies who are insuring the people that work for them?
Yeah, there is a huge move for large companies who self-fund to do even more of that. You see, companies like Walmart or big energy companies, they just pay for their employees' healthcare costs out of operational revenue. And you see the companies, you know, they have 1,000 employees, 5,000 employees. they've already seceded from this insurance game, and they self-insure. Well, you're going to see companies that have 100 employees, 75 employees, 50 employees, 30 employees. You're going to see those companies self-fund and just walk away from the insurance cartel. And I think that's going to be very, very interesting, too, because, once again, they'll be spending their own money to find health care for their employees, and they're going to ask that question, how much does it cost? And that is going to drive prices through the floor. I think we're going to see some real competition in health care. We're going to see people that are involved in medical care forced to endure the same discipline that the free market doles out to every other industry in this country. And the result will be the same as you see in plastic surgery and LASIK surgery. You'll see the quality soar and the prices fall.
Mm. So would you tell people who are listening, you just have to pay attention and look around and see what's happening, no reason to panic, because I think people panic. You know, Doc, we could never read the small print anyway when it came to what our health care coverage was. But back in the so-called old days, you'd get insurance from the company. It seemed like it was dirt cheap. You'd go in, and it'd be a song, like to whatever you paid for the copay would be crazy. It'd be like 10 bucks or whatever. So most people, it's really, honestly, if you were healthy, especially, you didn't pay attention. So now, would you advise people can't be asleep as far as their health care is concerned?
Yeah, the thing is that whenever someone in the government is talking about health care, people need to assume they're lying. Because this whole Unaffordable Care Act is truly a false flag that is meant to scare people, and it's meant to drive prices up. And we're already seeing the beginnings of that. And they want to create this fear so that everybody in the United States will welcome the type of system they have in Great Britain, where they're euthanizing patients in their hospital beds to make room for people who are in the emergency room. I'm not making that up. I mean, that's really going on. So that's the type of system that these central planners want for all of us, and they're going to use fear, just like government uses fear in so many spheres. They're going to try to use fear to get us all to embrace this single payer.
Yeah. All right, as always, it's interesting talking to you, Dr. Keith Smith. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
With me, Kate Delaney. What a week it's going to be. Supreme Court decisions could come down the pike, some really super big ones. We'll be talking about it, including DOMA, which is the Defense of Marriage Act. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Plus, Edward Snowden, that is the big story. A lot of you had things to say about that when you sent me some emails over the week, and we're going to get to that in just a second. But first, how about this? The Flying Willendas, boy, they really live up to their reputation. I guess it's in the blood. It's in the DNA. So Nick Willenda becomes the first person to walk across the Grand Canyon on a wire. So 22 minutes, 54 seconds of walking, 1,400 feet. Close your eyes and picture yourself doing that. How far do you think you would get on that wire before you fell off? So once he got across, he did the customary kiss the ground thing, the finish line, hugged his wife, they got a bunch of gifts, blah, 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 blah. That is crazy, man. They say that there were gusts of wind up to 48 miles an hour before he started to walk. I would be so stressed. My palms are sweating just even thinking about it. You got to think of that drop. I walked up and down, or I hiked up and down the Grand Canyon one day, and it was the switchbacks on the way up was it was crazy. So I can't imagine doing what he did. 1,500 feet straight down either side, 1,400 feet across, 2-inch thick, 8.5-ton steel cable. That's what he had to walk across Willenda. He is the seventh generation Willenda of that flying family. That is crazy. All right, speaking of walking on a wire, that really tells you what Snowden's doing. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, and this one from Jacob, who says, Kate, Snowden, he is the man. I don't understand why so many people are jumping his chili. It makes no sense to me. If it weren't for Edward Snowden dumping a bunch of secrets, we wouldn't know what the U.S. is really doing to us. How would our forefathers feel? They are treading on our constitutional rights. I am sick of it. We need to replace them all. Let's get that third party going. All right, my man, I'm all for the third party, because that's what I keep saying. It's too much of a power base now. You got the two legs, Democrat, Republican, sometimes in between independent, somebody who says they're a libertarian, but truly it's one or the other. And you get the log jam, and it's just not working for me. I agree. Third party, we need a third party. But would the third party have prevented what happened here? The answer to that is no, they wouldn't have prevented what happened here. The problem is, how much do you twist the Patriot Act? How much do you twist the we're trying to get information? You know, I thought about this over the weekend. What I really believe it is that, sadly, there's a lot of ineptitude when it comes to, as much as I know people that I think are incredible in the intelligence business, but the people at the top seem to be inept. So this General Alexander, the NSA chief, has to come back and say, well, you know, we've changed the passwords and now we've got this two-person system, so that doesn't happen again. Well, why weren't these things set up like that in the first place? As we've never had leaks? That's all they're concerned about in the Obama administration. So why would they set it up so these possibilities happen? But that aside, it's to our advantage that we realize what's happening and how much we're being monitored. Even though everybody on the Hill, or most of the people on the Hill, are trying to tell us, well, no, this doesn't violate your Constitution. What are you talking about? We need to do the secrets. We need to do that. That's how we're preventing this nation from being blown apart by terrorists. That's what they would make you think. All right, let's take another one in that same direction. This one from Wally M. He says, hey, Ms. Delaney, love the show. Gotta say, Snowden has to go. I hope they nail him sooner rather than later. I don't understand why people are defending him. Listen, I understand that nobody wants their information touched, pawed at, cold after, but would you want to be in that building? Think of what happened on 9/11. Or would you rather have had 9/11 not happen? Imagine if you were sitting on one of those top floors and in an instant you are dead. Or you have to make the decision whether to jump or catch on fire. Sometimes we have to do things that not everybody agrees on. For goodness sake, are we supposed to have a press conference and announce what we are doing to try to catch terrorists? I don't think so. Big mistake. Snowden is a jerk. I'll keep listening. All right, so no punches there. Snowden's a jerk because he released the secrets and he believes that that puts us in harm's way. I think the thing that's happened here is the playbook's been destroyed or exposed, let's put it that way. And the bottom line is, it shows the people, the arrogance of the people in power, and the people who call the shots are not calling the right shots. And that's the bottom line. Are we that much safer? Think of planes, think of people being helpful to other people, looking around on planes, knocking down passengers who do something kooky and crazy, like try to open the emergency door or whatever nonsense. There's been so many things. Or stopping a terrorist in another fashion. It doesn't have to necessarily be on a plane. We've seen that. Like the street vendors is my best example. Faisal Shahzad tries to blow part of Times Square. Of course, he's inept, thank goodness, in setting off and detonating the jimmy-rigged truck that he had. But vendors saw it. They knew something was wrong. They said something. It wasn't information that they had gotten on him. Who was he calling? Who was he talking to? How come they didn't have his numbers in the system? This one from Chris, who says, Kay, we've been listening to you here in Illinois. Let me tell you, the worst state in the world to live in right now, or in the United States anyway. has to be the land of Lincoln. Lincoln would cry if he knew what was going on here. Nothing but corruption and problems right and left. They are picking our pockets, girl, when it comes to taxes. Everybody else in the nation who listens to your show can whine and complain and kvetch, but we have it the worst. I don't know how we're even operating, and yet I read articles about Chicago, for example, and how Rahm Emanuel is the king, and he's stopping violence and helping education. You got to be kidding me. Do those reporters even come to Chicago? I hope it gets better here. Otherwise, I'm moving. Yeah, in Illinois, boy, they, like so many other places that have been bled dry, there's a state that really has been toppled and screwed up on its ear, where they did increase taxes, asked people to, didn't ask them, you're paying more. And, of course, I would agree with the statement about Rahm Emanuel. I don't understand it. Because if you talk to somebody who deals with what happens on the south side of Chicago, they say it's such a war zone that walking down the street you can just get shot, randomly shot. And, okay, so you can say, well, that's, of course, that's a ghetto area. But it's so bad that the hospitals don't accept people who have been shot. So you have to, if somebody's shot, even accidentally, the ambulance would have to take them further away from those areas up to, like, Northwestern. So the ambulance ride could kill them because they can't go to three of the hospitals that are right there. They won't take the gunshot victims because it's just that bad. And, of course, the, usually it's a no insurance thing, too. So that was crippling those hospitals. But the gunshots in the emergency rooms were so far over the top. Okay, this one comes to us from Tim. Tim says, America Tonight, hope you had a great weekend. I just have to tell you, I went to see Monsters University with my kid. I know you do those cheap movie reviews, as you call them. You said it would be tops. I bet it was. It was jammed. We had to wait in a line like we were at a Disney ride. But it was worth every moment of it. My kids just cackled all the way through. Go and see it. Take your nephew. It's awesome. Awesome. That's like my word. So I didn't see Monsters University, but there you go. I can put it on the list. The first one was clever. It was clever. If you have younger kids or grandkids or whatever, you don't even have to have kids to go see it. I think it's one of those flicks that you could rent probably. And if you like that kind of stuff, and you, I bet it would be good. I think he's probably right, because it's the prequels going back. How do they become monsters? How do they learn to do what they do? All right, let's take one more here. This one from Sandy, who says, boy, the winds of change are definitely upon us, Kate Delaney. I'd have to say, and you're watching, that at this point we really are caught in the crosshairs. What to do with Edward Snowden? I think he's a hero, personally. I don't understand why he can't have the whistleblower defense, why he cannot come back to the United States and be embraced. For goodness sake, he has huge, huge amount of fans, people who believe that he is just like the guy who leaked the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War. He leaked information that we needed to know about. He had to do it that way because certainly no one above him as a contractor would have recognized what he was saying, and what's the difference? He would have been fired, and that would have been that. Nobody would pay attention. He had to escape with the information and then dump it. Yeah, well, he did dump the information, but with the Pentagon Papers, see, the difference of the comparison there is the fact that what's different is he evaluated all the documents of what he was doing. And he made sure that what he was leaking, as he would call it, was in the best of the public interest, and documents that could sort of protect him in a way if he was going to be, I guess if he was going to be nailed. Ellsberg would tell you he thinks that Snowden is a hero and should be on the same list as he is, but they're going after him, and I don't think he's going to get any kind of a whistleblower defense whatsoever. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For a little weekend counts. Yes, indeed. Okay, so it's all about the numbers we can count is, and boy, do we have a lot of numbers. I'm going to rifle through some of them pretty quickly here. Over the weekend, a sad thing, you know, we're talking about what's happened with the fires in Colorado and all the evacuations, and as I understand, so much of that is being put out, thank goodness. I have a college roommate who lives in Colorado, and it's rough all the way around, let me tell you. So how about this? In Canada, they're having horrific problems with floods. I mean, we're talking about the crazy thing. We're talking about the grounds of the home, I'll say, of the Calgary Flames underwater. 17,000-seat Saddle Dome is what it is. That's where they play anyway. So it's underwater because we're talking about Calgary, Alberta, and just how bad that flooding is. They had to evacuate 10,000 people. And we know about water in this country when we've had floods, and it's very reminiscent of what we saw in Katrina, in a sense, with people that are desperate. They were on rooftops and whatnot, and they're looking for people. They evacuated Medicine Hat, if you've ever heard of that, and everybody's complied. I mean, people are just getting out of there because they see how awful it is. Water treatment power plants, they say, are okay, so the drinking water is okay, but they're anticipating the worst, but they're just getting slammed with an incredible flood. And they've got towns that are threatened, that a handful of people are already dead. The difference with Katrina, of course, was what happened in Katrina was about floodwaters. Many, many more people died. But the photographs themselves remind me so much of that. And the amount of water that has flowed through there is wild to watch. I mean, absolutely awful. All right, this is a sad story, but at least they got somebody in custody over this, and I know we talked about it. It breaks your heart. It's like the milk carton kids. You see this gorgeous little girl with her bike helmet on, innocent, 8 years old, found dead in Florida. She was abducted Friday from a Walmart in Jacksonville. She was discovered Saturday morning, and 56-year-old Donald James Smith faces kidnapping and murder charges. He was listed as being held without bond on Saturday night. He's a registered sex offender. He was released from custody on May 31st, and then he was stalking. He was looking for prey, or so it seems anyway. So a woman called police to report that her daughter was missing from Walmart, and unfortunately, when they were running around the aisles, he spotted her, grabbed her, and then the rest is history. Of course, they have evidence on him, but he still has to go through the system, and I hope they nail him to the floorboards. I really, really do. All right, moving on to something else. Bumblebees and, you know, the whole killer bees thing and how frightening that is if you've ever seen anyone who's been attacked by killer bees. Well, this, for all of our friends in the Northwest, 25,000 bumblebees died. This is different than those killer bees. They dropped from trees in Oregon. This was after a pesticide spray. They were all found. I mean, it looked like a sea of yellow. You want to talk about a visual in a Target parking lot in Wilsonville, Oregon. That happened over the weekend. They say it's the largest known death of bumblebees ever in the United States, at least falling from these blooming trees that were being sprayed, and they say they were sprayed with the insecticide. The insecticide is called Safari, by the way, and it carries a warning, I guess, on the label if bees are in the area not to spray it, but they sprayed it not thinking about that, and unfortunately, the bees got hit with it, and they all fell from the trees. And the ag department in Oregon, the director of the ag department, saying he's never seen anything like it in his 30 years in the business. Never seen bumblebees just drop or any kind of insects like that all over and just cover that one area from the spray. How about this one? You know, this whole thing about War of the Roses. Last week we had the writer of War of the Roses on, and it's interesting. I saw something in a story that reminded me of that. Stephen Phillips, convicted of a number of sex crimes in the 80s, was exonerated by the courts after spending 24 years in prison when DNA implicated another guy. He was provided what they call a compensation package. The compensation package, can you imagine being innocent and being in prison? Totaled about $6 million for the two and a half decades he was in there. The woman who divorced him while he was in jail, her name is Tracy Tucker, wants a cut. Last year, a judge awarded her $150,000. Now he's appealing the decision, saying to make a claim on those years I spent in prison is really freaking outrageous, he says. Yeah, he's locked away. She divorces him for 24 years to get $6 million, and she wants some money. Oh, man. I think that takes the cake to me. I don't know if we can come up with anything. I don't think we can come up with anything better than that, but I don't blame him for fighting the appeal. He certainly can afford to do it So, you know what? Why not? Why not? This is another sad story as we're bouncing back to overseas and the Middle East, because one American is among nine tourists, two others as well, shot to death at camp in northern Pakistan. There was one American citizen, there was a tour guide, there was a guard, they say, a cop, a government employee. So, five Ukrainians, two Chinese nationals, they were trying to, you know, ferret it all out. What happened was, of course, they were killed at a base camp for climbers attempting to do a climb. The world's ninth highest peak is there, and it's in a remote mountainous area of the Baltistan province. So these were just climbers, and they were killed. And the Pakistani militants said this is for the attack. The reason for the attack was because it's a revenge for the drone strikes. So we decided we were going to get back at you, unfortunately. Man, why would you? I'm just thinking out loud. That is pretty risky, thinking it's okay to climb there, because that province is known for violence between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. It has some of the highest mountains in the world, and lots of climbers and trekkers go there. But with what's happening these days, you would think that would be something you would perhaps think about before you made that climb. So sad, sad that any of those people died, and sad that an American lost their lives. They're not identifying who the American is. All right, with the problems we're having with Russia, Russian warships may be carrying weapons to Syria. This is not a surprise. They're reporting this now. In the last couple of days, this has happened. The United States has been tracking ships since they left Russian ports several days ago. U.S. satellites were able to see some indications of containers being loaded onto the ships. It's not confirmed, but check this out. The ships might be carrying some components of the controversial Russian S-300 air defense missile system and other weapons that were promised to Syria. Military assets in the region this month, it's been crazy, and especially the last 2 weeks. The U.S. Navy aircraft carrier USS Eisenhower is there on a rotation. That's what they do. They rotate the ships out and then go back to where the port is. You have a U.S. Patriot missile battery and F-16s that are going to Jordan for a training exercise. So it's going to be a wild week in the Gulf area, let's say that for sure. And, of course, when we talk about Syria and we talk about the situation with Russia arming the Syrians and Iran helping as well, and we're arming the rebels, this is very, very tense, my friends. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.